Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. We trust that these 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, are a way to encourage you and a way just to start your day on the right foot. And if you think these will ever help somebody in your life, feel free to share them on social media, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're at, and just allow this to be a tool to encourage those around you. Today, as we dive into today's edition, I want to think about this idea of trusting God. It's easy to trust God when things are going great. It's easy to trust God when all is going well. But today I want to ask you, do you trust God even when you're walking through problems? See, the thing that I'm convinced of is that nobody is exempt from suffering. We're all going to walk through seasons of loneliness. We're going to walk through seasons of criticism. There's going to be times in our life where we feel discouraged or maybe even mistreated. Nobody is exempt from this. Everybody experiences suffering. So why does God allow these things to happen to us? One of the things that I think is true in the middle of suffering is that God can use those seasons of suffering to develop the character of Christ inside of us. See, if Jesus walked through these seasons himself, I think God uses those circumstances in our life to help us look more like his son, Jesus. Did Jesus suffer? Absolutely. Was Jesus ever lonely? I think so. Was he tempted to be discouraged? Definitely. Was he misunderstood, maligned, or even criticized unjustly? Of course, Jesus suffered. Does that mean that God causes tragedies? I don't think so, because God is good, and he does not cause evil. He doesn't do evil. But what I do believe is that God can reach down into the middle of the darkest, most stressful situations, and he can pull something good out of it. One of the things that happens when we walk through seasons of suffering or seasons of problems is that God teaches us that we're to trust him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, Paul's writing about this. He's describing this kind of season, and here's what he says. We stopped relying on ourselves, and we learned to rely only on God. See, sometimes God allows those things to be removed from us, for us to feel like there's no other support except him, because he is the support that really matters. So he teaches us to trust him, but oftentimes he'll also use those seasons of sufferings for us to be able to help others. Paul says it in 2 Corinthians 1:4. He says, he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. One of the other things that happens in the middle of these seasons is that God will use them to draw us to other believers. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 1:11. He says, you are helping us by praying for us. Many people will give thanks because God has graciously answered so many prayers. And so today I want to encourage you, don't allow problems, don't allow suffering to cause you to quit. In the middle of those moments, learn to expect God's best. In those situations, in difficult times, you can still have faith. In faith, you can refuse to be discouraged. In faith, you can know that God is for you. In faith, you can believe that God is with you and that God can work all things out for your good. And in faith, you can rely on God's protection and you can rely on God's guidance. And so I don't know what you're walking through today. I don't know what weight is on your shoulders, but I know who is with you. And that he's in the middle of that moment, and his strength is sufficient for whatever situation you're in today. I hope that'll be encouragement to you that you can trust him even today. Hey, thanks again for joining us on today's podcast. If there's anything we can be praying for you about, is there any concern that we can lift up on your behalf, feel free to drop us an email at pray@sugarhillchurch.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.